I give all married men the same advice, gay or straight. Get a dog. This dog will love you all the time, but she's not going to. It's real talk. I didn't even know about dogs, and my kids got the dog. They brought him home from the shelter, and I didn't even want him. They were like, can we keep him? I said, nope. I said, where did you even get this dog? They're like, we got him from the shelter. I was like, ugh. Probably something wrong with him. Can't keep him. And then my kids started crying and screaming like the dog had gambling debts. Please, Dad, if you don't let us keep him, they're gonna kill him. I said, oh. All right, you can keep him. And this dog was a menace. I hated his guts. Then one night I had smoked a bunch of weed and I was eating a sandwich and Baba came over. Baba's a dog. He came over and was staring at me. This would make you very uncomfortable if you're just looking at you. I had to give him a piece of my sandwich so he'd go away. And that's how we became friends. Now, if you see me walking down the street with Baba, I ain't got no leash or nothing. He walks right next to me. If I stop, he'll stop. And if I go, he'll go. And all my friends are like, yo, Dave, that shit is dope. How you train Baba to do that shit? I've never trained Baba. I'm just a messy eater. If I drop food and Baba's not around, all I gotta do is call him. Baba! He's a black dude's dog, so he doesn't come right away. He peeks first to see what's going on. I gotta tap my foot so he can see the food. Over here, little buddy. And he's like, thanks, David. He'll come get it and run off. But he knows all my habits. Like, if he smells weed in the house, he'll be like,